The World Health Organization says it's unlikely that a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. And health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe, effective vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made towards this end and notes that at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She adds that a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome, Italy, to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the virus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upwards. South Korea Sunday reported the smallest rise in coronavirus infections in 3 weeks, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day as tighter restrictions cap a second wave. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 167 cases of the new coronavirus for the 24 hours through midnight Saturday, down from 168 the previous day. That brings the country's total infections within that same period to more than 21,000, with 334 COVID-19 deaths. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of women marched in Minsk this weekend as part of continued mass protests over the re-election of Belarus's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. Demonstrators chanted slogans, carried banners, and waved flags as they walked through the capital. Opposition supporters have mounted weeks of rallies disputing the results of the August 9th vote, which saw Lukashenko returned with 80% of the vote. During the first few days, police detained nearly 7,000 people and beat hundreds, drawing international outrage and causing anti-government demonstrations to swell. The government has since shifted tactics, seeking to squelch protests with threats, the selective detention of protesters, and the prosecution of activists. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un toured areas hit by a typhoon, replaced a local provincial party committee chairman, and ordered Pyongyang officials to lead a recovery effort, state media reported on Sunday. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said more than 1,000 houses were destroyed along the coastline areas of South and North Hamgyong provinces. Kim led an enlarged executive policy committee meeting on recovery efforts in the typhoon-hit areas, focusing on detailed measures such as organization of building crews to be dispatched to the areas, designs, and material support. At the meeting, he also dismissed the chairman of the South Hamgyong Provincial Party Committee and appointed a new chairman. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to resume issuing diversity visas for immigrants from underrepresented countries. The order partially reversed a pandemic-related freeze on a wide range of immigrant and temporary visas. The U.S. issues up to 55,000 visas a year to people from countries with low representation, many in Africa. U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta denied requests to take similar action on other visa categories subject to bans. Authentic led all the way to win a Kentucky Derby unlike any other, kicking away from heavy favorite Tis the Law in the stretch and giving Bob Baffert a record-tying 6th victory Saturday after the trainer's other entry was a late scratch. Authentic won by 1 1/4 lengths, without the usual crowd of 150,000 on hand at Churchill Downs because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bay Colt ran 1 1/4 miles under John Velasquez, who earned his third Derby victory. Sent off at 3-5 as the biggest Derby favorite in 31 years, Tis the Law stopped Authentic on the outside before challenging at the top of the stretch. But Authentic found another gear and pulled away from the Belmont winner. This is VOA News Near Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.